Every Christ follower is issued a simple and yet profound invitation. It's an invitation to follow. However, this is not an invitation to follow blindly, because His footprints are there for you to see. Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. If you dare to accept the challenge to follow Jesus in His steps, you will join a long line of faithful followers who have gone before you, both within Fraser Church and around the world. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 12 of In His Steps. Today's title is Sitting Before the Lord. Eugene Peterson said, "Worship does not satisfy our hunger for God. It whets our appetite." Our text today is found in Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. "Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve all alone? Tell her then to help me.' But the Lord answered her, 'Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her.'" The account of Mary and Martha in Luke 10 contrasts worry and worship. Many Christians spend most of their lives anxious and troubled, thinking about things they believe must be done. I mean, after all, life offers a seemingly unlimited array of opportunities to distract us from spending time with Jesus. We have more time-saving technology than ever before, yet these devices somehow consume our available time. In our text, Mary sat at Jesus' feet, listening to his teachings while Martha served. Both are important, but the one thing most necessary in our lives is investing our time listening to the Lord. Like all other relationships, the strength and depth of our relationship with Jesus is based on spending quality time with him. Mike McKinley writes, "Like any other relationship, our relationship with Jesus is based on spending time with him. We do that not primarily by serving him, but by getting to know him through his word. Clean houses and full bank accounts will not endure past the grave, but our relationship with Jesus through his words now and face to face one day can never be taken from us." Authors of the Life Application Commentary provide a noteworthy fact that this time period that helps with our application of the scripture. Although intently listening to Jesus was Mary's way of expressing her love and devotion to God in the first century, this would be quite unusual for a woman. Learning at a rabbi's feet was a privilege typically reserved for young men. Thus, Martha assumed that Jesus would honor her request that he rebuke Mary. But instead, Jesus commended Mary, welcoming her to learn from him. As with Mary, the decision is often between what is good and what is best. Fixing and serving a meal wasn't intrinsically wrong, but it wasn't the best at the moment. Jesus was there. Spending some time quietly listening to his words could empower Mary to serve many other days to many other guests. She chose what was best. You too must choose what is best. Setting aside a time every day to listen to God by reading the Bible and praying is a start. Mary's devotion to Jesus models for us the need to spend time daily and spiritually at Jesus' feet, listening to his word. Through his word, we learn more about our Savior, and an increased knowledge of who he is leads us to a greater worship of him. The attributes of Jesus leave us in awe of him. Perhaps today, you can spend some valuable time in conversation with Jesus through his word and prayer, which will cause you to respond to him with worship. Let's ponder these questions today. In what ways can worry cause you to miss your time of worship? Why is worship a prerequisite to serving God? In what ways can God's word lead to worship? May we all worship today. We'll see you tomorrow.